this one?
Well, well, well. Yes, you can. We're on air now. You can put it on, but you don't have to. If you've got cold ears, you put them on. I don't usually do. Henrietta, how are you? Now, you organised... Yeah, you're not talking. I keep forgetting. What's it like having a producer who doesn't talk to you? I mean, I don't know why Henrietta doesn't talk to me, but that's all right. Now, this is Radical Australian Community Radio 3CR, streaming live on 3cr.org.au. The program will be podcast. There will be photographs taken, and there'll be short statements. Now, unfortunately, the guests are young, so I can't use my usual punchline.
You can try.
Nah, you don't want to hear it. If I have an L, well, that's Kelly. That's Kelly Flanagan.
I've got that.
Yep. And holding her hand is Georgia Shields.
Yes.
But you don't like being called Georgia.
Yeah, no. My friends call me Gio. Well, so you can call me Georgia.
Yeah, I'll call you Georgia. Yeah, because I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
Not yet. We'll see. We'll see in like half an hour. I might give you the go ahead.
Do you really want to be a friend with a 74-year-old white-haired man who's... You know,
we've got weirder friends.
You got weirder friends. Now, I was shocked with both of you when you told me you didn't know who was singing. That's Margaret Rodenight. She's a feminist icon in Victoria and Australia.
No.
Well, you better do some homework.
Well, I feel like we should brush up on it because otherwise we're embarrassing ourselves, you know. I feel like we just embarrassed ourselves. How do you feel?
I don't feel that embarrassed.
You don't? Well, you should. Margaret is just, for people my age, she's an icon. Henrietta, and for Henrietta too, she's
We've actually got new icons. You want to know who some of those are?
No.
Karen Fletcher from Flat Out.
Never heard of him.
Oh, that's appalling. Yeah. See, there you go.
You should be embarrassed.
Yeah,
now you should be embarrassed. Do you do any pre-interview research?
Yeah.
I don't do research. You know that. Oh. You know that, Georgia. I mean, why would I bother doing research? I've got the...
No, Joe, I think you'll be the victim by the time we're done here today.
Many have tried and they've all failed. They've raced out crying.
Maybe
they've put in complaints. It just goes on and on.
Maybe that's why your producer's so quiet.
No.
Yeah, your producer has a very strong eye body language.
No. My producer has a past which she doesn't want to share with the listeners. She may find herself taken to one of those prisons that the US has.
What prisons do you have?
What kind?
Those black prisons.
What do you mean?
What they do is they kidnap people and they take them to another country and they torture them because the US law doesn't apply.
Oh, you mean like what Donald Trump's doing right now?
No, he's using bombs. Excuse me. Now, I want to talk to you, Kelly. Now, we don't use that name. The name I use is the buffoon in Washington.
Right, or the Cheeto, the giant Cheeto.
No, just the buffoon in Washington. Right. I mean, calling him a cheetah is disrespectful.
Cheeto, like the
Cheeto chips, you know, the orange Cheeto. Yeah,
orange.
Yeah, well, it kind of looks the same.
Well, that's even disrespectful to chips, you realise.
And I bet he's not getting much chewed on like the chips do.
Yeah. Now, Kelly, what year were you born?
I was born 86.
1986. Mm. No wonder you don't know Margaret Rodenight.
86, yeah. I'm
86?
Yeah.
Who was that person you talked about, that one of your icons? What was
Karen Fletcher.
What do they do?
Oh, Karen Fletcher from Flat Out. How do you not know who Karen Fletcher is? She is, she's our hero, isn't she, Gio?
She is.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she is a staunch activist for...
Staunch.
Staunch. Like she...
Right, she's got a rod in her back. She's staunch. Yeah.
She'll swear if she has to. She'll shake her hair out and come back and do it all again.
Yep.
She's been around for, I think, like 35 years doing... Right. Bits and pieces, standing up to, you know, the community and fighting for us.
I like it. Next time you see her, ask her, does she know Margaret Rodenight?
She probably would.
Of course she would if she's been around for 35 years.
Everybody. What are you saying, that Karen's old?
No, I'm saying she's a mature activist. Like cheese. She gets better as she ages.
She'll love that.
Like you. So where were you born?
Me, I was born in Gatton. It's like a little shit place in Queensland.
Oh, my God. Everybody at 3CR is born in Queensland.
That's why we're all here, because it's just shit up there pretty much. Well, so.
You don't even remember Bjelke Petersen.
Who?
Oh, God. You, the people I've got to deal with.
You have to give me like people that are born in the last century.
Yeah, last century. Not this century. Last century. He was born last. He could have been born the century before. No. Do you know who Bjelke Petersen is?
No idea. No.
Really?
No.
And you were born in Gatton?
Yeah.
How long did you stay in Queensland for?
I did stay in Queensland for till I was about 16 or 17, and then right. I came down here.
Right. And you didn't know?
No, it's pretty high when I was young.
Have you ever heard of Kingaroy?
Yeah, I know where Kingaroy is, yeah.
How far is it from Gatton?
I reckon it might be a couple of hours. Yeah.
Look, you've just reinforced my idea.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, being an old bastard. I believe that most young people think history begins when they wake up in the morning.
Why do you think that?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know Bjelke Petersen. You don't know Margaret Rodenight.
Is that all of history?
That's part of history.
Oh, is that
Queensland
history? Is that a TikToker?
TikToker? What's that? Next, you're going to say YouTube, Instagram, and all that those filthy words on air, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
So you spent 16 years in Gatton?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What was life like?
Shit, absolutely shit.
What?
It was, but there's nothing to do there for
yeah, youngsters. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
I used to go to Stanthorpe.
Yeah, right.
For holidays.
Well, you got like apple picking or something out there, isn't that what they
do? Yeah. You go to Stanthorpe for, you know.
Yeah.
And Gatton's flat.
It's nothing. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
There's a lot of, you know, you played footy and stuff until you're old enough, but when I grew up, you couldn't play after you're about 12, I think.
Excuse me. Did they allow girls to play footy?
They did, but only when you started like showing and when you started growing up, like they wouldn't let you play anymore.
But they still let you play.
Of course they do. Until
you
went to 12.
Well, they didn't have enough for the team.
Well, that and I had three brothers. Yeah.
Three brothers.
Yeah.
They're still with us?
Yeah, of course they are.
Well, who knows? Maybe one's gone to Mars.
No. They're all wifed up.
They're wifed up. So you're an auntie?
I am an auntie. Yeah.
Nieces and nephews?
Yeah, they're all grown. Yeah, they're all really well behaved too. Nothing like
that. So, were you the youngest?
I am. Yeah,
it sounds like it. You sound like a sport little young person.
Yeah, I am. I'm so spoiled. I'm daddy's little girl. No matter what happens, I can go to jail and I'm still the favourite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
We won't go there
at the end. Gio's the same.
Yeah,
I'm not the youngest. No.
You're not the youngest.
No. Still the favourite.
No, she's got a lot of tendons, you know. Of the young people, you know, those, you can pick them.
Yeah.
You can pick them.
Yeah. Tell me how you can pick them.
They're so self-assured and they think they know everything.
Yeah, I feel a bit self-assured actually. Yeah. Maybe you should hang around us some more. We can introduce you to like TikToking and we can
I'd get a heart attack. It'd be too physical. Actually, walking beside you would be an effort. You understand? I get short of breath.
I'll
get angina. You want to kill me, don't you? So what was school like?
School was, I don't know, I didn't really, I liked school, I was good at school. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think school wasn't ready for me.
Way around usually.
Yeah, no, school wasn't ready for me. I had, like I said, I had my brothers go up before me. So what happened is they were running an absolute muck. So when it came time for me to go, they were like, oh, here's another
Flanagan.
Another Flanagan.
Another like, Irish Flanagan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is primary school.
This is primary school. Yeah, primary school. And then it followed me to high school as well. So
they set up negative expectations. They ruined your life.
They ruined my life.
Yeah, typical. Yeah. Typical.
It wasn't me.
Older brothers.
Yeah.
They ruined it.
It's always them.
And they said, our sister's coming and just beware.
This is why Dad has to give me all that extra money. All that extra money that I get, you know.
What extra money do you get?
Well, I get lots of money. It's like sorrow money because they broke my schooling years. So now I have to get sorrow money.
Sorrow money.
Yeah.
Can you share it?
Absolutely not.
Well, there is a free CR Radiothon coming up.
That's a nice segue into that.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you pay income tax?
Do I pay income tax? Fuck no.
Oh, what's the point of donating to 3CR? You won't get a legal, legitimate tax deduction.
What's
wrong with you? You'll only have to do it because you feel obliged.
Okay, hang on a second. No, Joe, I definitely pay tax. Tell me more about that.
So, what were you good at primary school? You said you were good at school.
Yeah, I was pretty good at everything. What about you, Gio?
I was so good at school that they just didn't know that I had ADHD. You think that all of the pranks that I used to pull at school, like the pranks were often and they were big. Yeah. But I got a really good score, so they were like, she's fine. So, and then I went to uni and it didn't work there. You have to like actually do work at uni. Yeah, so you can't just like do your English exam without reading any of the books and then make everything up and then get the best score in the class.
It's a little bit like this interview.
Doesn't work.
It works. You know, you don't need to read the books.
No. Yeah.
Do you have continuous assessment these days?
What is that?
Oh, you do thing after thing after. You don't have one big exam at the end of the year?
No, it's just continuous. Yeah,
it's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's great.
It destroys your life.
I added to the list. Fuck, you know.
No, when I was a student back in the 70s at university.
When was that?
19th century. We didn't have continuous assessment. We had one big exam at the end of the year.
Oh, that's stressful.
No, it's not. We'd have a great time and then you'd cram for 2 months.
I didn't even cram.
You didn't cram. No, but you didn't need
to. It's a waste
of
time.
That's right. You didn't need to cram.
No, you just have to like pretend you know what you're talking about. You just gaslight the examiner. Yeah, and then they're like, oh, she definitely knows what she's talking about.
It's a little bit like this, isn't it?
Yeah. Wait, I'm surprised that you don't work for Parliament.
Oh.
You know how to gaslight. You wing it. Like you're
gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss. Is that the saying?
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
So you said, what year were you born?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can make it up if you want to.
1945.
45. Well, you should know.
My news up was going to come out.
If you were born in 1945, you definitely know Margaret Rode Knight because she was born in 1945.
Do you know everyone that's born in the same year as you?
Yes.
Oh.
That's really interesting.
I wish we had some stats. Give me a sec. I want to get
No. Turn that thing off. This is a live interview.
He's talking about my phone for the listeners.
There's a phone there. We don't. And the good thing is I get people coming with notes and we confiscate their notes. And I'm really pleased you didn't come with notes.
No, I don't prepare.
But that phone is notes. That's modern notes, isn't it?
It's transmitting the notes to my mind.
All right. What was high school like?
For me?
Yeah.
High school, I was pretty stoned most of the time.
Stoned?
Yeah.
In high school?
Yeah.
In the early 90s?
Yeah.
Or late
90s? Well, all kids doing that, I think. That
really?
I think so.
Well, what, at Gatton?
Yeah, at Gatton.
Was it Gatton High School?
Gatton High School. Yeah. Stoned as. Yep.
Really? Every day?
Pretty much. Yeah. My mate Damo lived across the road.
Yeah.
So I was off to Damo's house to get stoned.
How did that help your education?
What education?
What do you mean? Did you?
Nah, I left real young. I didn't. I left school pretty young. I didn't have time for school.
You didn't. No. Well, you were expelled.
No, I just left.
How old were you?
But I'm not. I should have got expelled. Yeah. I was probably year 9, I reckon.
Year 9, you left. Year 9. So you wouldn't have even been 15.
No.
That's illegal.
It is illegal. But I knew. I already knew. Right. Stuff and everything.
You knew everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Except Margaret Rode Knight, obviously.
Because that actually, no, I didn't know that. Probably not from Gatton would I know that, you know. Well, I don't even know her now, so.
Yeah, Gatton.
Yeah.
Gatton State High School.
Gatton State
so
High School.
So you didn't get a private education?
No.
That explains a lot of things, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why you and me are the same. I didn't get a private
that
education.
That trailer park trend. No.
Did you get a private education, Georgia?
Does it look like I got a private education?
Oh, look. People can't see, but I'm going to describe you. This is one of the best dressed people I have seen today.
Yeah, we
thank
just got
you.
Out of
this
Parliament.
Is like, this is all that's left over after I did my big load of laundry. This is not even like a... I don't even rate this outfit, really, but thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Look, you haven't been – I've been here for 49 years, and everybody dresses down here.
I don't dress down.
No.
That direction doesn't exist for me when it comes to dressing.
Yeah, I know.
Well, not during the daylight hours.
I thought, you know, you were some type of international model when you walked in.
Oh,
With all the jewellery and, you know.
I do love decorating myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have tats, hopefully. Silence.
Yeah. That makes me feel sad.
Makes you feel sad.
My sad face tattoo.
Yeah, just wait till you're 70.
When they start wrinkling up. Why
well, they start wrinkling at 50.
I'm only at the 40s and it's starting to wrinkle.
Yeah. So what does a young person, what did your parents think about you leaving school at 14?
I was uncontrollable.
You were uncontrollable.
Uncontrollable. Yeah, uncontrollable. Yeah. I started drugs pretty young, so for them it was a bit of a nightmare.
You know, you've just used an interesting word. I'll give you a historical link, which most likely you're not aware of. Do you remember the Spanish?
Do you remember? That's very presumptuous.
Yeah. Do you remember the Spanish Civil War?
No.
36 to 39 No. Well, there was a number of the anarchists were quite prominent in the Spanish Civil War, and there was a division in right. the Iberian Anarchist Federation, right. who were called the Uncontrollables.
Okay.
So you must have been one of them. Maybe probably. One of them died and you got their soul when you were born in 86.
I always like to think I was like Xena, but sure, I could be that other person. No, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. You know? No, there's a whole battalion of them.
They were
called the Uncontrollables.
I have that many personalities, Joe. So
what do you mean you had a lot of personalities?
I have lots of personalities, so I could be that whole lot of them. You know, one day I could be this person, tomorrow I could be another person. Mm-hmm. You never really know.
Did you realise at 15 you had multiple personalities?
Well, yeah, compared to being high and hungover, there's two very different personalities.
Right, so you did. So what did you do?
You mean at that age, just partied?
What, in Gatton?
Yeah, no, I left. I left at a young
thanks.
Age.
Thanks, yeah.
Completely left at a young age.
What, at 14, 15 you left?
Yeah, 14, 15 I left. I lived down here for a bit in Melbourne by myself. Yep, running
so
down
here. So did you hitchhike down here or?
No, got an older boyfriend. That's what we use them for.
Yeah. I understand that. I won't say what we use, but it's all right.
I was going to say what? Have many older boyfriends there, Joe?
we won't say. Right.
And just got on with it that way, you know, like. Yeah, real rebellious.
Why?
Why not?
No, but why?
I don't know. I think maybe having a lot of brothers, like as I've got older, I think having a lot of brothers, being treated differently growing up, maybe had a little bit to do with it.
Right.
And you know, when you're deep in addiction, which I was, you don't make.
Hang on. We've moved away from marijuana, have we? You said deep in addiction. Yeah. What did you get into?
Ice. Well, no, it was speed back then.
Speed.
Speed.
Did you inject?
Yep. Yep.
At your age.
Yeah.
Hopefully you didn't share needles.
No, I didn't do that. No. But, at that age, definitely.
Why?
Again, I think that's what it was. I was looking for myself, looking. Right. I didn't fit in, felt a bit left out, that kind of thing. So, and it was fun.
They forget that.
Yeah, at the start it's always fun. It's fun. Like, otherwise we wouldn't do it. We're not going to do it because we're miserable. No. We do it because it lights up a part of us. And I always felt really socially awkward. So I was like the life of the party.
Right.
So
how long did that last?
It just finished about 3-4 years ago.
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it lead you into paths that you prefer not to have gone into?
I just got out of prison, Joe.
Did you just get out of prison?
Yeah, about a year ago, yeah.
Right. How long were you in for?
I've been in and out since 2019, but this last stretch was about 3 years, 2 months.
3 years, 2 months.
Yeah.
Had you been in prison before?
Yeah, I've been in prison 6 times since 2019.
But before 2019?
No.
Because I'm interested in prison here in Melbourne?
Yep, Dame Phyllis Ross Centre,
Because I remember the good old days when the women's prison was at Fairfield and there were 25 women in there. That was in the 70s.
Not like that now. When I first went in, there was over just under 600 women in there.
Right.
It was so many women in there. Mm. And they don't have the resources or the facilities to be able to cater to that many women. There's no staff. It's horrible. Right. So it's so bad for mental health. So bad. Like, because you're not getting staff. There's no programs. There's no counsellors. There's no rehabilitation at all. You're pretty much just crammed in a warehouse full of other people that are coming off drugs.
Right.
That are pissed off, angry and coming off drugs. So it's just a shit show, absolute shit show. Right.
Now let's go before. So you actually were able, you used speed from your 15 or 16, did you?
Yeah.
Till 2019. Yeah, no, until a few years ago. But before you got, so those intervening years, what was life like?
Before prison?
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a roller coaster of things. I fell pregnant at 17, had a baby, stopped using for a few years. Then I just started using like party drugs, like just eckies and stuff like that.
Got
married, realised I hated my husband.
Right.
Got divorced at about 2012. And then after that, just met a crew of girls who were smoking ice and then thought, fuck, this is great.
Mm.
And then voila.
But when did you feel that it wasn't great?
I reckon maybe about 2018. I was having a difficult breakup and I was like just smashing it, like really, really, and just burning my life to the ground. And then when I ran out of money, then I was like, well, how am I going to keep going with this? So then I had to start going out and doing crime because I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I realized. Yeah. But it wasn't long after that, though, that I went to prison. For.
So you weren't a good criminal.
I was a terrible criminal. Absolutely terrible. If I've just got out of prison since 2019, I'm a terrible criminal.
Did you give him your photograph up before you left?
Yeah. Hey, just so you know, before I kidnap you, my name's Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, can you just document that? So I was a terrible criminal, of course, because you're doing crime out of for opportunities, right?
So the first time you appeared in court, what was that like? Did you have somebody defending you, a public defender, or you were there?
I don't really remember it. I was really, really, really sick. Yeah. I didn't actually remember going to prison. I didn't know I was in prison until 2 days after I'd been in there.
Right. So withdrawing.
So sick. So sick. I can't remember ever being that sick.
Mm. Was it the drug court or wasn't that established then, was it?
Wasn't a drug court. It was just a normal court.
Magistrates County?
Magic Court. I don't even think they had I didn't get any curry support or anything like that when I went in. They just...
Excuse me. You just used the K word.
Yeah.
Tell us about that part of your...
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'm a proud Wiradjuri woman.
Yeah. I find that interesting.
Yeah.
People say they're proud.
Yeah, of course. Because I think for so long we've been suppressed.
Right.
Right? So it's like we didn't talk that you, we didn't say that you were Aboriginal, right? So it's now it's like we're proud and we say that with pride. Right. So
were your family in Gatton had connections with the local community or?
No. So mum's Aboriginal, dad's Irish.
Yep.
Didn't really... that part of the world, as you would know, is a very racist part of the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is very – it wasn't something that you shared with people.
Mm.
My mum's pretty dark-skinned. Maybe could pass for Italian, maybe, you know. But, we didn't really talk about it. And it wasn't until when I left sort of that area and started coming to Victoria and places like that I felt comfortable and safe to acknowledge that I was Indigenous. So – and just started building connections. Like if I go home now, my dad's really he's a very racist person. So it's like we just don't talk about it.
Yeah, well, it's the way a lot of people cope in families.
it's just the strangest thing.
Like you're sitting next to somebody who's a One Nation voter or a buffoon, Washington buffoon supporter, and they're good friends, and you got to make up your mind what you're going to do, whether you just shut up.
Mm.
And just eat the cake and have your tea and talk about nothing.
Well, we all have our opinions. I think if we just be respectful of each other's, I think that's probably we're not designed the same. We're not meant to be the same. That's life.
You've been very quiet, Georgia.
You haven't asked me any questions.
Well, I'm about to.
Okay.
How are you meant to be friends with Georgia if you can't? If you don't
You're not getting the GeoPass if you're not going to be asking me.
GeoPass. GeoPass. I love that.
You won't even tell me what year you were born.
That's
how can
a
I
secret.
Talk to you?
You can't ask a she they that.
Oh, because it's a.
You're going to ask.
Yeah, because on my she side, you're not allowed. That's rude. Yeah, I think.
I love that.
So what was your schooling like?
My schooling was private.
Very nice. Yes. Very nice.
Did
you wear a boater?
What's that?
That straw hat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually. In the summer we had to wear those. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us go outside if we didn't have them.
That's why you have beautiful skin, though.
That's right. That's why you're looking like
an international
model.
It's because I'm a night owl. I just don't see the sunshine a lot of the time anyway.
That explains your complexion.
Yes.
No sunburn.
Yeah.
No solar. Skin. No solar keratosis.
No.
No potch marks.
No.
So what time do you wake up?
Depends on what time I have to wake up.
What's a standard day?
I think my latest sleep trend was I'd go to sleep at 5-ish, or 6, and then I'd wake up around 12 or 1.
Yeah.
That's 5 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right. That's all right.
It works for me. Yeah. Everyone else has problems with it. They're you should do this. I'm happy. Just leave me alone.
Yeah. And when did you meet this person?
Which, this person?
Yeah, right, this here. Person. Yeah, this person.
I met this person, what, like a year ago?
A year ago.
Yeah, after I got out of prison.
Yeah.
After you got out of prison.
Yeah.
No, you didn't, look, you went to a private school. You wore a boater. Hopefully you were in there for fraud and financial crime.
Oh, no, I'm not smart enough for that.
Really?
I love that you mentioned private school, and then all of a sudden it's going to definitely be fraud.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point?
His lifestyle.
What's the point? Yeah, what's the point of having a private education if you can't, you know?
Well, she just told you she winged it.
I winged it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She still had got connections. That's why you go to a private school.
No, I don't talk to anyone. I hated everyone from my school.
Why?
Because they're all just private school people, you know.
Well, we won't mention the school.
I have a public school soul. Private school education.
Private school
was very expensive for...
Exactly.
For like a... Yeah. I went to a school that was a boys' school before I started.
Right.
So it had a very like misogynistic culture.
Right.
Very sports heavy.
Mm.
And it was a little bit like traumatizing at times.
And this was in Melbourne?
Yeah.
In Melbourne, right. And you said you've gone to university and they saw that you were a fraud.
Well, no, I realized.
You realized you were the fraud.
Maybe I'm actually not that smart.
They didn't realize. What were you doing?
I'm smart in my brain, but when it comes to like actually doing the work, it's like, oh, I can't be fucked.
Yeah, can't be bothered.
Sorry, am I not allowed to say that?
No, you can say that. It's fine.
Okay.
You've got private education. You can say anything you like.
Okay. Well,
that's the way it goes. You wore a boater. I mean,
why do we call it a boater?
Because they wear it for rowing in England in the 19th century.
Is that where it got its name from?
Yes,
a boater. Wouldn't the person be in the boat a boater?
Well, they would be in a boat.
You'd have a boater in a boater.
But because it's Melbourne, we needed to be like, you know, the... And a colonial. We're a colonial thing, and it's a colonial thing.
Then in winter, I had to wear a beret. In winter, I had to wear a beret.
Oh, that's all right.
Like, where does that come from?
That's a beret. French.
Yeah.
That's French.
Isn't there a French beret? The green beret?
Beret. Berets are Marine, USA Marines. I'm sorry. A lot of people wear berets, and they're not French. Okay. Even I was given one.
Did you wear it?
No. Somebody got it for me from Paris.
And you didn't wear it?
No.
Does that person know that you didn't wear it?
I think she does.
She does now. I'm going to tell her to listen to the podcast.
Well, no. She does. She knows because she does a program at 3CR. And, you know, she's your type of person. She's called Elizabeth Matthews.
Right.
And Elizabeth does a program called Radical Philosophy.
Right.
And she only interviews women.
Okay.
I can understand that.
I would love
that's
this.
What I'm
I would
saying.
Love her. She would be amazing.
Well, why don't you listen to a podcast?
I got some radical philosophy for her.
What?
Well, what do you think about salad? Like,
salad.
Like, do you have any set definition for what a salad is? Because my new hot take is that salads are a social construct.
Well, you're right.
Thank you.
But you haven't even heard
of it. You get Greek salad.
Yeah, there's no.
You get Armenian.
It's vibes based.
You know what I had last night? I had an Armenian salad. I've never had an Armenian. I had an Armenian salad at a Lebanese restaurant last night. Yeah.
I don't know what either of those things are. What's an Armenian salad?
Armenian. Like from Armenia?
Yeah.
And Lebanese. A lot of tomatoes. Like from Lebanon.
Yeah, but where's Armenia?
It's near Georgia.
West Asia.
You know, up near Georgia.
Georgia's right next to me.
Yeah.
No, that's not Georgia. That's Geo.
Near Turkey.
We're friends.
Near Turkey.
Yeah, we're friends. We're friends finally. Now, I got to ask this, but you told me it's not fraud. What were you in the big house for?
Ooh.
I don't have to tell me. Don't tell me. How many years did you get? That'll give us an idea.
I got 5 months.
Is that all?
5 months. served 18 months altogether.
Altogether.
Yeah.
And that's where you met?
No, we met after.
After.
Yeah. Oh. I joined Fig Jam.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're not doing any research for these ones, are you?
I don't do research.
Fig Jam, formerly Incarcerated Girls Justice Advocates Melbourne.
Who picked that name?
Probably Nina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's our master leader.
Mommy.
She's our mommy.
Yeah. Fig Jam.
Fig Jam.
Fig Jam.
They call us the Fig Jammers. Yeah.
you know, listeners, it's 4:30. This is Radical Australian Community Radio 3CR, streaming live on 3cr.org.au. Henrietta, the producer that refuses to talk, is doing all the hard work. We're crappy on. We've got Kelly and Georgia, a double act, both incarcerated women.
Well, not anymore, formerly incarcerated.
No, hang on.
You forgot the F in fig jam. It's not egg jam, it's fig jam.
Formerly incarcerated. Very good. Who said you weren't smart? You've had a private education. You wore a boater and a beret.
Who said I wasn't smart? Did someone say I'm not smart?
You wore a boater and a beret. Obviously something different.
Who are you talking to, Joe?
Well, you got to laugh. But what was life like in prison for you?
Oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I just sort of said weird things, and then people were either going to be like,
"Go on, tell him what you said."
What about the whale milk?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just started a big conversation in one of the units once about whether whales make milk.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, they must, because they're mammals.
Yep.
So they must have mammary glands.
Yep, yep.
And everyone was like, no bloody way that whales make milk. And I was like, I reckon they do. I'm going to get my dictionary and make sure that mammals refers to milk.
Yep, yep.
And it did. Mm. And then everyone was like, well, like, I reckon if whales made milk, we'd probably hear about it. And I was like, well, obviously we haven't.
No.
So, like, then we were trying to work out, like, how the whale nipples worked and, like, like, how, yeah, and then we got the screws to, like, print a diagram of the whole undersection of a whale, and then it just became a big thing.
Yeah.
This is what happens in prison.
And then at the end, someone was like, I like you. Yeah. If you need anything, let me know. And I was like, great.
So this is one of the, one of the people who are in enforced accommodation.
We call it enforced accommodation,
who had a little bit of power.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she was scary, but I don't want to say any more than that.
No. All right.
I don't want to be shivved in the car park.
Yeah.
Now, for our listeners, we have a delicate bunch of elderly listeners. Nobody under 60 listens to this program. You realise that?
Well.
But that's why we're interviewing you, because you've got YouTube channels and all that garbage, haven't you?
Oh, we've got some stuff and things. Yeah, we do.
So Fig Jam. So how does the organisation work?
Well, we're not really an organisation because we don't have any money. We're really, really poor.
You're still an organisation. You're doing something.
Well, we like to refer to ourselves as a collective. We're more holistically.
We're like organised but unofficially.
Yeah.
So do you have meetings?
Yep.
We have meetings. Yeah.
Face to face or Zoom?
We're all over the place. Like geographically,
yeah.
You're so kidding. The meetings are not usually in person. They're usually on Zoom.
On Zoom,
yeah.
And what type of agendas? What type of things are you interested in as a collective?
Fucking
silence.
Shit up.
Fuck it. The Fig Jam is fuck shit up. That's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, we've just launched a campaign with what we did strip. Banning strip searching.
Right.
We did that with the Human Rights Law Centre and Flat Out.
Right.
We just launched that like one or 2 weeks ago?
It's like, I think it was probably 2 weeks ago now, I reckon.
Right.
Maybe close to.
Are most of the members younger?
No. We've got a mixed bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some nonnas in there
mm-hmm.
that are formerly incarcerated. We've got, we've got a mixed bag, don't we?
Young ones. Yeah.
Mm. So, I understand you both went to Parliament House today.
We did, because
obviously you're guests of the minister.
Yeah, we got invited along to. They were dropping some questions to the Minister of Corrections about.
Who's they?
Am I allowed to say that?
You don't have to mention them by name, but they. Is it
the
group?
Ministers?
No. You said who asked the questions?
Right.
Who got the question to the minister?
Oh, so the Greens. We've got the Greens on board.
That rat bag mob.
Which rat bag? Well, we're just going to say the Greens.
No, just – I know all of them. Just –
Your listeners know?
Of course, they would love to know, because we've got a member here, a state member here, is the Green
MP Catherine Copsey. And so I tell you what, like, to be honest, she is a gun. She's an absolute gun.
Mm-hmm.
The Minister for Corrections, I'm not real fond of.
Really?
No.
Well,
no, he just fuffles on. He has
a hearing problem and a speaking problem.
And he likes to just chill out on Insta while he's being asked questions.
Well, he's a perfect politician.
Well.
That's what you learned today, didn't you?
It is, pretty much.
I thought you were having lunch with him in the parliamentary dining room. I don't tell me you're in the gallery, were you, Gia? Are you in the gallery like all the little people?
Yeah, we are little people.
You were watching them?
Yeah.
Oh, you must have been. You must have been.
Well, they were flicking us little waves and everything. They know that we're important. It's just we can't be in that space.
Yeah.
Who flicked you the wave? The minister? The minister?
The ministers, I'll be flicking him the bird. That's what I'll be doing with him.
Look, you've got to behave yourself.
Do you know what he did? He blocked me on LinkedIn.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I think that was very rude. I wanted to have a chat with him and he blocked me on LinkedIn.
Excuse me. You're a former inmate. He's exactly. A minister of the crown.
What, he can't be seen oogling?
Yeah, he is a minister of the crown, all right? Why would he have anything to do with you people? Did he actually answer the question? That's what
I'm thinking. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He's very good at it. I know you're not surprised by that. Do you want
to? Maybe
if he
spoke to people like us, he might be able to answer the question with like a... little bit more empathy.
He'd be pleasantly surprised at us, I reckon. We're a great conversationalist.
Yeah, but why? I'll send him the podcast.
Yeah.
I can't. He blocked me on LinkedIn.
Well, just send it to him. Send it to his one of his staff.
I'll send him a package.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you think of the experience, Georgia?
What, of sitting up?
Watching
In Loser Alley.
Watching these people kind of behave.
Behave, yeah. Like, you know that scene in Mean Girls where they're like jumping over the fountain at each other and screaming animals? It was like that.
Was it?
Yeah. It was atrocious show.
Although we really enjoyed the agitator. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
In the blue shirt. It didn't matter who was saying what, but he was like, oh, you know, yeah, go on, tell them the truth there, minister. And it was like, this guy was agitating everyone. It's like he was placed there. To agitate.
Yeah, he'd be one of the Liberal members.
Yeah. I was so good. Yeah. He was great. If I'd ever wanted a phone number, it was that guy's.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But you realise that if they get into power, he'll become the minister and then he will ignore you like the current minister.
He ignored me today.
Well, the agitator.
The agitator.
No, but I mean, they'll use you. Abuse you and spit you out. That's the way it works.
It's pretty similar to the life we were living before.
No, it's worse. It's worse. At least there's some ethics and morals in the prison compared to that mob.
I don't know what kind of prison you've been to, Joey.
Well, you know.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
That's right.
No, we are actually much more well behaved.
That's right.
They were on each other 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, 95.
Right.
We were like only on each other in the prison, like.
Minister for Corrections, give me your pocket money or else.
Fair enough. So what lesson did you take from today's experience?
I want to be a politician.
Good. And you, Georgia?
You can't take a lesson from anything when you don't know what's going on. I couldn't hear one person say it, and there was just so many people shouting at once.
Right.
Felt like I had schizophrenia or something.
Yeah. What I love.
Too many voices.
What I love is they take kids there from high school and even primary school to see democracy at work.
Yeah.
Did you have any kids up there with you today?
There were like two. They look like kids. They were not in school uniform though, so I don't really know.
No. And you think, what are these kids thinking about what they're seeing? Because if they behave like that in school.
Yeah.
They behave better than that in school.
Yeah. Oh, I can't behave like that in school. I'd be in trouble. Like, you'd be in trouble if you behave like that in prison.
That I was.
What do you mean that you was? What are you talking about?
I was terrible in prison. I was terrible.
Did you get to do any solitary?
Yeah, heaps.
Yeah. What's that like?
I've had better dates.
You've had better dates?
Nah, solitary is brutal. I started going, like, I was in there for about
paint us a picture of what the cell is like, what's in the cell?
Yeah, so it's like a three... How big would you say the cells are? They're like...
I never went to cell. Is it just the same as a regular
cell? Excuse me. She's a private school girl. Yeah. She wouldn't go to solitary. Her cell
would have been larger than mine.
Exactly.
No, I think they're like 3 meters by like 2 meters. They're not very big, right? So right. There's nothing in there, but like.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing.
Not there's even a loo.
No, you have a cement, a metal loo. Yep. No shower. No nothing.
Where did you shower?
What do you mean?
Well, when you were in solitary, you don't have a shower.
Oh, I'm talking about the wet cells. But solitary, you have you shower in there, but in the wet cells, which is like a suicide cell,
yep.
You don't have.
Right. Were you in the wet cells too?
Yeah, I was in there as well. Right, yeah, yeah. Right. The solitary confinement cells, they're like all the cells are roughly the same size, but the solitary confinement cells, you don't get to leave outside of them. They say you get an airing every day. That's just bullshit. You don't.
Do you see any sunlight or are they?
None.
Is there any electric light in the cell itself?
Yeah, there's electric. You have power.
Yep.
They can isolate your power though. So turn your power off so you can't access it if you're, I don't know, doing shit with it.
Yep.
Trying to start fires or whatever they do with it. But there's no human contact at all. So nothing. No human. And you can't get out to use the phone. There's like, it's just you and your TV if you're allowed to have a TV. They don't let you have a TV unless they strip search you, which brings us back to the strip searching thing. But like they, it's like, if you want a TV, you're going to show us your butthole.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Pretty much though, right? Like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You're laughing, but you're I'm going back there.
So you've both been strip search, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. How difficult is that for you?
Oh, it's pretty horrible. I mean, I'll take off my clothes for a lot of things, but I'm pretty liberal with I'm not really ashamed of my body or anything like that.
Right.
Loved to just party in Berlin, take off all my clothes, and feel very comfortable doing that in front of a bunch of strangers. But when two prison officers are forcing you to take off your clothes, it's very, very demoralizing.
So is strip searching a mechanism by which they control you?
Yeah. As the minister said today, they use it for deterring, bringing in contraband, which I don't understand how we got to that conclusion.
However,
but
you go to the airport and you leave the country and you get a body scan and the government says, we are confident that we're allowing you out and in of the country, you know, and you're not concealing anything and that's enough for them. However, in prison, we must body search you because they have all of these screening machines in the prison.
Right.
I got screened when I came from the court to the prison. I'd just been strip searched and then they screened me.
Yeah.
What was the point of that?
Yeah, well, however, we need to body search you hands on because you could be concealing air in those butt cheeks.
Air. You're kidding.
No one wants to go in packing air.
You know? Well, you could fart.
Oh, my God. I wish I could fart at them. Yeah. That would be horrible.
Well, I'm sure people do.
Yeah, so they just...
You've heard of spit hoods. They got fart hoods too.
That's fucked up. What else can we say about strip searching? Because I think this is a really good opportunity.
It's an opportunity because obviously it's a major issue. You went to Parliament today.
Yeah.
You went, it's legalised sexual assault.
100% it is.
Right. And there's other mechanisms by which you can be searched, as you said.
Yep.
All right. And obviously it's a mechanism by which they use to control the prison population.
Yeah.
To dominate, control, coerce. Yeah.
They barely ever find anything during a strip search. It's like 0.06% of the time they find contraband and then like a tiny fraction of that is like drugs or something anything dangerous. Fine, it's like gum.
So or
like,
gather that number, 0.06.
Excuse me, G-O, did you say G-U-M?
G-U-M, gum, not, chewing not gum. Gun. They find
that's
gun.
What I thought, G-U-M.
They find gun with prison officer who smuggles, weapons in.
Oh my, how did that
But they don't strip search the prison officers.
Well, no.
They don't. No.
They don't put them through scans either, I assume.
No, they don't.
So is this, you think, this is a major, obviously Fig Jam's taken this up as an issue because I have heard a fair bit of publicity in the legacy media regarding those statistics you just said. So is this the main issue you're dealing with at the minute as an organisation, as a collective?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
We put our heart and soul into this because every single one of the women in the collective have suffered sexual assault at the hand of the state. Some have some different, you know, we all have different stories. But, you know, when we were launching the report, there was a, you know, even the women that are speaking about it, there's tears, they're crying, like this, they're harmed by this stuff. Yes, so, yes. You know, it's yeah, so we need to do something. They already have all the equipment they need, they have to be able to stop it. But then, you know, the first thing that they use to try and dominate you, to show you who's boss, is like, you know, you're going to remove all your clothing now. Like, right. That's, and in some cases we have a lot, some of the jammers who have had male officers doing it. So
we'll do equal opportunity employment these days.
Yeah, righto. I love that. Everyone gets an equal opportunity strip searching.
That's down. Right. Come down. We'll do it. We'll do a lottery. Yeah. See who wins.
As
you said, it's an exceptionally serious issue because it is sexual assault.
Yeah, it is.
At the end of the day. Any other issues the collective is looking at? Maybe in the future? Things. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to the prison. Let's get back to prison, right?
Could you? I don't really want to go back to prison. No, I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah.
I won't go for a road trip. That's for sure.
Yeah, enforced incarceration.
They didn't even have champagne on arrival.
Really?
No.
Siggy?
I had a strip search on arrival. Siggy?
Siggy? A bit of coke?
No coke.
Nothing.
All right.
Now getting back, what are the main? You've both been in prison. You're in for 5 months. You've been a recidivist, obviously. You've been multiple times. Yeah. A few years.
I've done a lot.
Yeah, right. But,
last one was 3 years.
What are the things that you think that need to be changed?
We need to blow the prison up. Yeah, well, metaphorically.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So what can you do? Well, we do a lot of metaphorical stuff here at Radical Australia. So nobody believes us.
Yeah, if you knew my charges, Joe, you would know.
yeah. But you were being facetious.
No, absolutely.
I mean, what you meant is you wanted to dismantle it brick by brick.
Absolutely.
Through legislation. Thoughtfully. Through legislation. Right. Through a legislative process.
Exactly. And with the fuel, the price costs, the fuel costs at the moment, I certainly wouldn't be able to go about it that way. It's too expensive.
Hang on. How much does it cost to incarcerate you criminals?
I don't know. Whatever it costs, they're definitely not spending that much on us.
Do you know how much it costs to feed us per week, or they give us to feed us per week?
You get more than people in nursing homes. I know that.
Hey?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You mean
food-wise?
No, we get $48 a week to buy food.
Well, they get $3.15 a day.
That's probably...
They should probably get more.
Yeah, in a nursing home, yeah.
$3.15 a day?
That's what it costs to feed somebody in the poorer nursing homes, $3.15.
Stop it.
I'm not stopping it. So what, do you got to buy food? Isn't food provided?
Well...
Depends on your living situation. If you're in an open unit with a kitchen, you buy your food. If you're in the single cell units, which obviously don't have a kitchen, then you get food provided.
So who would go into a single cell unit and who would go into one with a kitchen?
Well, you got the reception unit, which that's all single cell. Then to get into an open unit, you need to be working and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they'll sort of you can apply to be in someone's unit, and they sort of don't make you go to, you can go, you're in reception for a couple of weeks and then you can go to another single cell unit until you're ready.
A lockdown cell.
You can then sort of make friends with people, and then when you want to move out, you just apply.
Right. They usually wait to move into an open unit after you've come off drugs and you know, you've done some bits and pieces, because not always though, but a lot of the time they will try and wait till you've come down and stuff before that happens. But
so why do you think there are so many women in prison today in Victoria? I mean, I was talking about the early 70s at Fairfield, mid 70s at Fairfield, that we'd have about 20 to 25 women.
Because it's money making.
Equal opportunity.
I know it's privatised.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah. But yeah, what?
Yeah, back then it was girls.
They're at home cooking and cleaning. You know, we can't put them in prison. Who will cook our stew?
Exactly. Well, wouldn't you prefer that?
Wait, the second we start wanting careers, boom, let's put those bitches in prison.
We burnt our bras and they did not like it.
Most women there because of, how shall I put it, for drug-related offences, or is it just a mixture of everything?
It's a mix.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of, when it comes to women too, like there's a, like the numbers for women who have suffered domestic violence is huge, right? Like it's up in the 90s or something.
Huge.
I don't even want to quote, I'm not quite sure, but there's a huge amount. Right. And so some of those women that are in there have used crime as a, as an opportunity to be able to get away from some situations and whatnot. So, you know, you ask before, what's the way, how do we stop, like, you know, what do we do instead? It's like, we need to pour some more love and care into the community.
Mm.
Like, I went to prison. I broke the law, right? No. And that's, like, I broke the law and that's fair, right? You got to go to prison for that. I get that. But I had a drug addiction, right? And then I needed that's medical. That's not a crime to be a drug addict, right? Mm. It's a crime when you start, like, doing crime.
Yeah.
So we need some more help in that area, like treating drug use as a medical issue and you know, more rehabs and stuff like that, because I didn't know there was another way, right? I didn't know that. I just thought I was going to use drugs forever. So until I started doing like NA, Narcotics Anonymous, that kind of thing, then I found out, hey, it's not, I'm just not a shit cunt. Like, am I allowed to say the C word?
Yeah, do whatever you say. Say whatever you like.
It's too late.
You went to a public school.
Yeah.
It's not like G.O. She's my favourite.
She's so proper. I love her.
She's my favourite.
Yeah, no.
Don't say
look at
that.
The way you're sitting.
In front of Joe, you're proper.
I have long limbs. They need to dangle.
She's great. But, yeah, so that's, you know, more care, more love into the community. Stop investing in prisons and police and start investing in us.
All right. Look, I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question here. I've got two ex-prisoners here.
It's not like Wentworth.
No. I never watch Wentworth.
That's what you were going to ask.
No. I want to know about rehabilitation, because the minister keeps telling me
you
get rehabilitated.
No, you don't. There's not even any drug programs in there.
You get radicalised, though.
You get radicalised.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't get rehabilitated.
Not on purpose. They're not doing the. If you're rehabilitating, it's because you're radicalised.
Yeah, but hang on. I'm told. Look, I believe everything I'm told by the minister.
And I'm rightfully so.
Yeah, rightfully so, is the minister. And I am told that you're incarcerated because you're a threat to the community, and that we're not punishing you, we're rehabilitating you.
It's funny that you would pull me out of rehabilitation to put me in prison.
Yeah, she was in rehab.
I was doing a program.
A program.
Yeah. Like not a one where I'm like live there or anything, but I was going in 3-4 times a week to these meetings all day and it was like a 16-week program, and I got like a couple of months in and then I got sentenced, and it was like, and then the judge was kind of like, yeah, you're all good. We just like need to sort of set an example. And I was like, oh, so you're going to pull me out of rehabilitation and put me into this place that has really not very good programs there in terms of like I did the drug programs just for something to do because I was literally bored, and
they didn't offer me any drug program. I've been in and out since 2019.
You've never been offered a program?
Never, not once.
And your major issue was addiction?
My major issue is addiction. Yeah, absolutely. I not one drug program, not one.
Why? Because you're uncontrollable?
No, because they don't have it in there, because they don't want to rehabilitate you. Who will go in the prison and how will they get all this money for the prison if you don't keep going back to prison?
I think you make an important point. I think a lot of people don't realise we have a semi-privatised prison system, and Dame Phyllis Frost, that's fully privatised.
No, it's public, but what happens is all that there's, we work in the prison, right?
Yeah.
And so companies use the prison workers to pay us. We get $9 a day.
$9 a day. You're overpaid.
If you're lucky.
Oh my! I was in a good job.
What were you doing?
I was doing embroidering, so doing badges, badges.
And you got $9 a day.
Yeah. I had a highly, you know, sought after job.
Right. You start off at like $4.50 a day.
Yeah.
A day.
Yeah. I had to do some serious ass kissing to get that job.
Right.
So there come perks with that job.
$9 a day.
$9 a day.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well paid. You need more than Fig Jam. You need a prisoners union. And there are there have been prisoners unions.
There is a prison union. Prison union. But I was in prison 3 years too. So keep that in mind. So to get that job, I was there a while. But normal
But no rehabilitation offered in 3 years.
None. Not one.
So you withdraw just cold turkey.
I didn't even get. Yeah, I didn't even get like a. What are those packs called?
Don't know.
They're like cool calm down packs or something. Yeah. I didn't even get none of that. None of that. I went straight to the psych unit. Like right. I was cooked.
Cooked.
They tell you they're rehabilitating girls. They're full of shit.
Well, that's what I supported. I support the minister.
Who?
Me.
You tell me that at the end of our conversation.
Yeah, I support him 100% because he told me you're all being rehabilitated.
He's a bullshitter.
And there's all this money going to rehabilitation. You tell him it's fake news.
It's fake news.
So all this bullshit we hear from governments at the state, mainly at the state level, that we send people to prison not to punish them, but to rehabilitate them.
Just like
them.
They don't strip search us to punish us, but yet they've got perfectly good strip searching machines. What is the X-ray other one?
X-ray machines.
This is how great they are with rehabilitation. Mm. In the month of March, when I got out last year, in the month of March, there was 7 suicide attempts, 1 near fatal, and not one of them was mentioned in public.
What's the healthcare like in prison?
Lol.
Do you have a nurse and a doctor on call? The nurse.
Yeah, I wanted to get. I have like a bulging disc in my neck from a skydiving incident, and I had like an MRI for that before I went in, and I was getting a lot of trouble, like very, very, very sore neck. As pillows, they give you what feels like a bag of cotton balls and random. I wanted to open it up to work out what was in there. It was like such a strange pillow.
Could have been all that chewing gum.
Very flat, yeah. That's what it felt like. Very flat. So a lot of people pack their pillowcases full of like clothes and towels and stuff to bulk it up a bit. Mm. I went to the doctor. I had to wait like 4 weeks to see this physio.
Mm-hmm.
And because you need to get like approval from the physio to get an extra pillow. I seen the storeroom. They had like pillows stacked to the ceiling. Went to the physio and he told me it's all big pillow. Like I'm falling for big pillow. And if I just do these exercises. Like
she's rolling her neck back and forth like a chicken.
Yeah, he was like, then it'll get better. And I was like, okay, but could I get a pillow in the meantime because it's really painful? And he was like, nah, that's no can do. Sorry. And they wouldn't give me an extra bag of cotton balls.
Now,
that's how the healthcare is in there.
Now you know Pentridge, don't you? Remember Pentridge Prison? You remember Pentridge?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I used to.
It's a beautiful big.
I remember in the 70s when I was a young doctor, they used to have us on call, and we'd go into Pentridge. They didn't have any health facilities at all inside. You just turn up and do what you could. Yeah. Look, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I know we've had a bit of fun, but it's obviously an exceptionally serious issue. And I'd like to congratulate you for taking it up because a lot of people, when they leave prison, they just want to get on with their lives.
Mm.
And that's the difference with the collective members.
We're going to haunt the minister.
Yeah. Well, you're going to try to change things.
Can I tell you that I know we have like 2 minutes left for looking at the clock, but please sign our petition. You can sign the petition by going to www.endstripsearching.
Hang on, slowly.
www.endstripsearching.com.
So sign the petition. What else?
Sign the petition. And if you have any money, you can donate to us. If you don't, that's cool. Just sign our petition and just start the conversation with people you know.
Right.
Because by starting the conversation.
Any website, YouTube channels, Instagram sites, TikTok sites.
Incoming, but not yet, no.
Just go to that website. It's got all of our bits and bobs on it.
Right. And do you have associate members who haven't been incarcerated?
No. Everyone is formally incarcerated. That's how we vet them.
Right.
Yeah. If you're not a crim, you're not one of us.
Right.
Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, but look, listeners, please don't go out and commit a crime to join Fig Jam, which is, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't go harass the Minister for Corrections, whatever you do. No, that would be terrible.
No. So, look, I'm pleased that we spoke to you. I'm pleased that Henrietta invited you into the studio. We got 1 minute she's giving us. The program will be podcast. You'll be able to access the podcast by going to 3cr.org.au. I would like to thank Madam Flanagan and Madam Gio. Are we friends?
Oh. Yeah, why not?
Why not? Okay.
Oh.
Sure.
She doesn't friend up easily.
Well, yeah. I understand. She's an international
model. I do a
model.
Monthly review, though, so we'll see next month.
Yeah, I do understand why your neck is so straight and solid if you've got disc bulges. So,
yeah.
I just thought it's because you're an international model, but that's a different story.
Not yet.
Well, Gio, Kelly, thank you for coming. Henrietta, thank you. The program is podcast. Henrietta's going to take some photos and podcast the program. She's the only one amongst us got any real brains. Thank you once again.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.